Welcome to Breaking Bread. I'm your host, Terry Page, live in Dallas, where we're having a conversation about insurance. A lot of people don't think about it unless it's car or auto, something that you may use every day, but something that people don't think about, life insurance, which ironically, that's the one you're guaranteed to use. With me today is Jim Glasscott. He's going to give us some more insight in that and how we can help you make the right decisions. Jim, welcome to Breaking Bread.
Well, I appreciate that, Terry. Thanks for having me on.
Well, glad to have you. Now, you've been doing this for quite some time. I understand you've helped a lot of families. What is the process of going about doing that, and why should people be interested?
Well, I've been doing about 22 years now, and it's interesting that you talk about people. Everybody knows about home and auto insurance, and you had said it, but there's a 100% chance of needing life insurance at some point in our life. We just don't know when. And it's one of the last products people think about. The time people think about life insurance most is A, when they lose a loved one, or B, it's too late for them because they were just diagnosed with a severe illness or something. So you've probably heard the statement, there's two things for sure in life, death and taxes.
Got that right.
Life insurance takes care of both of them, your death and your taxes.
Well, how about that? Well, okay, well, I'm thinking of this. Okay, so I have life insurance, and I haven't died yet, okay? Are there some benefits of that still at that point?
Yes, it depends if you've gotten life insurance products probably 10 years ago or sooner, you probably have what's called the old type of life insurance, which literally should have been called death insurance because it only pays when you die. The new plans today have what are called living benefits. So what that means is you don't have to die to take advantage of your life insurance anymore. So God forbid I'm diagnosed with cancer, I have a heart attack, stroke, I need long-term care, I'm in an accident, I'm paralyzed, I have a coma, major burns, Alzheimer's, dementia, whatever it is, it depends on the carrier, I can actually access a portion of my death benefit while I'm still living. So because if I'm diagnosed with cancer, I'd rather focus on taking care of my illness than worrying about paying my bills.
Yeah, I would certainly think so. Now, you mentioned depends on the carrier, so you're saying that all care is not created equal?
Correct. There are living benefits. Some protect more, some protect less. So it's important that you discuss with a licensed professional and let them, a broker preferably, so they can give you the right fit. I liken it to this, shoe salespeople. You've got great companies like Allstate, State Farm, great reputable organizations, great brand recognition. However, they're what are called captive agents, so they can only sell you their own products. You go to a broker that represents 30 plus carriers, they're going to be able to find the right product with the right fit and the right protection. I like if I was a shoe salesman and I went to Allstate and they had and I wear a size 10 shoe, but all they had is a 9.5, they're going to try and shove me into that 9.5 shoe.
Yeah.
It's not going to be the right fit, right? It's going to be uncomfortable.
But you still have shoes.
I'll still have my shoes. I'll still have coverage. Correct.
Right.
But if I go to a broker, they're going to put up maybe 10 different styles of size 10 so I can pick and select what's going to fit me properly.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to give you two scenarios.
Okay.
Both which I've run across here within the past month. One is a gentleman, he's looking to retire. Okay. And another is a gentleman who's looking to start his own business and starting a partnership. Is there a way that we can assist both those scenarios?
You know, it's interesting you ask that question because people think of life insurance in what we've just been discussing just to cover our death or provide for our family. When life insurance chassis products can be used for multiple scenarios. It could be used for tax-free retirement. It could used be for college funding. It could be used to create an asset, a tax advantage asset plan, which is really big in the real estate world. So yes, to answer your question simply, there's many different products that can be utilized from a independent business owner standpoint, let alone a family trying to put their kids in college.
Okay, yeah, I've run across a lot of people don't know about these benefits.
Right.
They know about the old insurance, but not the new stuff. So at Breaking Bread here, we do try to educate people. Listen to Breaking Bread. With me today is Jim Glascott. What about the other scenario where someone is looking to be an entrepreneur and start a business? Is there something we can help in that regard?
Well, there's a couple ways. Number one, you can start a business. In our industry, it's one of the easiest ways for someone to do something part-time or full-time to make extra money for their family and actually be an entrepreneur in this business by just getting a license. I like to say you can open your own financial services and insurance franchise, for lack of a better term, for the cost of getting a license. Where else can you start a business for about $200 or less in this world? I mean, a regular franchise of McDonald's costs you $1 million to start up that.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, so it's from that standpoint, you can be in this business as an entrepreneur, or if you are an entrepreneur, you can use a properly structured life insurance product as your, for lack of a better term, a pension for you. You can structure it as a pension for your benefit.
Okay, and that way you have something to look forward to. And, you know, we always say that people, you know, often they don't plan to fail, but they fail to plan.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
So this would be one way to do that. If someone wanted to look further in this, or they had some additional questions outside this show, where would you suggest they look?
Well, you can look. There's a lot of books out there. On my website, SeamusFinancial.com. Has, if you go to the product section, watch the little videos there. I tell people if you go watch those, you're going to be more financially educated than the majority of the American population. And in all the videos combined is a total running time of maybe 48 minutes. So there's about 12 products to review, and that's just a nice foundation to start from.
Perfect, perfect. And as people know, the underwriter of the show, SamePageInsurance.com, go to my website, take a look, and I'm sure we can help you out. Any additional comments before we go today, Jim?
No, I think this is a great thing that you're doing, because I think there's a lack of financial literacy in this world, and I appreciate what you're doing, because currently, as we speak, I think there's only about 10 states that require a formal financial education at the high school or college level, which is one full solid semester of personal finance. And there's a reason people are emotional about their finances when it really just comes down to math. And math is not an opinion. It's just the numbers. You understand the numbers, you'll feel more comfortable.
America is one of the few societies that does not teach their citizens the essence of economics.
Correct.
And it's sad. Like you said, only 10 states.
Yep. Currently.
We're here to help those people out.
You got it.
Well, let's hope it grows from there.
I hope so.
Jim, thank you so much for coming on the show. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
We caught up with Jimmy Glasgow of Seamus Financial at Thomas Dallas Hotel by Hyatt in Dallas. Breaking Bread is a production of Artists for the People. Follow us on X at Breaking Bread 101. That's break, the letter N is November, Bread 101. Or catch us on Instagram, Breaking Bread Podcast. Or visit our website at breakingbread.biz. Be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel at Breaking Bread 101. Give us a listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts. Our theme music was composed by Ludwig van Beethoven. Success is when opportunity meets preparation. Until next time.